Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Longer, but sort of remotely.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle, but also sort of remotely.
I don't know why I said sort of. I mean, it's by definition remotely. We're doing this over the telephone.
Yeah.
Because we're a couple of busy boys. Busy boys whose houses are fundamentally falling apart.
Water is the element that kept us from being in the same place to record this today.
You would think, like, oh, sometimes things break, so there's probably a system in place to, like, readily and expediently come and repair them, but, like, nah. There was a water main. I mean, there still is one, but it's a new one because the old one broke under my driveway this morning, so a bunch of people had to come and fix it. But they didn't seem, like, in a hurry. My neighbor saw it first. He called the police, and then the police came, and then they called, like, the town utility guy. And he's like, yeah, it's a water main. We'll call the water company. The water company sent somebody. They looked at it, like, literally sat in their truck, looked at it, then drove away. And then nothing for a while. And then I called them. My neighbor called them, too, but he had my address number wrong. So they're like, oh, yeah, that person doesn't have an account with us, so we're not going to do anything. I'm like, right, but there's still water pouring out onto the street. You should probably take care of it. It's not like there's competing water companies in my suburban New Jersey town. There's kind of just the one. So if water's spilling out, like, it's on you,
guys.
Yeah,
there's no robber barons of the public water industry.
Yeah. There's just, like, the one pipe. So maybe fix it. So it took a long time, but it's fixed now. Basic infrastructure failures kept us apart.
You can't beat yourself up, man. You can't.
No, I'm beating up Aqua, New Jersey. I'm sorry if that's not clear. I take no responsibility.
Wait, is that the name of your water company? Aqua, New Jersey?
Yeah, I didn't break that.
That's incredible. Pipe. What a dumb name.
Why?
I mean, like, it's great, but, like, it sounds so dumb.
I mean, it does sound like if I'm writing, like, a TV pilot and we needed, like, a Dunder Mifflin name for the water company all of our characters work at, like Aqua New Jersey. It sounds real enough to be believable because, I mean, it's a real-ass company, but it also sounds stupid. But also, isn't Dunder Mifflin a real company?
I have no idea.
Or do they just make things now?
I think they just make novelty stuff because of the popularity of the t-shirt. But that Aqua New Jersey thing, like, I'm starting to wonder if the water company of New Jersey isn't, like, a money laundering operation. Like, they're like, well, we need water too, but we also got to hide this crime money. Why don't we double up?
I mean, I'd believe it 100%, because it seems like water pipes aren't their top priority. So, like, there's probably other things going on. Let me ask you this, John.
Mm-hmm.
What's a water main?
What's a water main?
What's a water main?
A water main is the
central... And I guess,
central,
why is it called that?
It's the most important... it's the most important section of a water distribution system, right? So, like, a river has tributaries, so does a water main. The water main is the main pipe, the pipe that does the most moving of water. And then there are small tributaries off of that, like the way that you would tap into a water main for your house, right? That's like a creek, metaphorically here. You follow me?
Yeah. I mean, I knew it's a pipe. Do you think there's going to be a Wikipedia page for water main? Or is it going to be, like, a subsection of,
like,
something
like indoor
else?
Plumbing.
Yeah, which we tackled the basics of indoor plumbing with showers. Is this anything, John?
Yeah, I don't think it is, honestly.
No.
I think, and like I said, I appreciate you working out your grievances through this phone call, but I don't know that it actually would meet the criteria of what we're trying to accomplish with this very important podcast. I mean, is this the episode where we finally tackle procrastination?
I mean, it's less procrastination and less, like, a lot of the stuff I was trying to get done is difficult to get done when they're tearing up part of your house and pipes.
So, no, it's not the episode where we tackle procrastination, because you're right, that's not.
Oh,
There's
no, I
more.
misunderstood your question. I mean, there's got to be Wikipedia page for procrastination.
Yeah, but that feels like something we can put off.
Why you're a goddamn professional.
Oh,
Solid
man.
pitch, John Munger.
Thanks, bud.
We'll get to it
Appreciate
eventually.
that. Hey, well, I did take the time to pull up our Wikipedia homepage today, and it's the time of the year where Wikipedia makes their ask. So, like, 75% of the screen is actually them asking me to donate money right now.
I have donated money to Wikipedia in the past.
I'm sure I have. I don't
Which
remember,
was a
though.
smart play on my part, because when we win this and get it, like, we don't
Yeah.
want it to go under before we dominate it and then assume our roles as leaders of Wikipedia.
Yeah, now I'm reading this to see if there's anything in here that's worth doing a Wikipedia entry about, but not
Hey, what
now.
about fire hydrants?
Oh, that's a good idea. Look, we
Since
got
that's
there.
not, since that's not, it's, it came up in the story. But
Yeah,
water
let's do
mains,
it.
I'm worried, isn't going to be a thing. Like, I think it's a part of like a larger water distribution system, and it might get like a mention in a page, but
Right.
not be a thing. I just don't know
Right.
why it's called that, I think is what it is. I think like you're onto
Yeah.
something. I don't
Oh,
like it
that's
when I
nice.
don't know why things are called things or arranged the way they are.
Right.
Like if you
Well, we
look at
could use.
the periodic table of elements, like in high school, they're like, "Hey, you have to memorize this." I'm like, "All right, but like, why is it grouped like that?" And they're like, "Just memorize it. That's just what it looks like." I'm like, "Yeah, but I feel like it would give me a better understanding if I knew why those tiles are arranged in that way." And they're like, "No, no one knows. Somebody
That
probably
that's a,
knows."
that's yeah that's I think that's flat out just a lie, right? Like there's
Right? They have.
reasons.
They just like, why are there spiky ends? Like, why is there like two towers on either end? Tell me that, Mr. Hodges, is my high school chemistry teacher, who, in all other aspects, was a very good educator. He just never told me why I was shaped like that, and it always bothered me.
Well, in his defense, the day that you asked, the water main probably broke in front of his house, and he just was having a real
Yeah,
bad
there
day.
might. I feel like that happened a couple of times at the school, where like, hey, school's closed because there's a water main break. It's like, cool. Maybe, see again, and I went like I've lived in the same area since I was 2 years old. I feel like there's a higher than average number of water main breaks going on in Aqua, New Jersey. Get your shit together.
You know, there's a conspiracy theory nestled in here, right? Because I just thought about, like, every time there's, like, roadwork construction and they're, like, digging and
Sure.
doing stuff with pipes, right? Like, I just blindly trust that they know what they're
That's mole
doing and
people.
that they have the permits to actually do it. Yeah, what if it's mole people? Like, what if mole people have figured out a way to disguise themselves as legitimate construction workers and it's no
Oh,
longer
like the
legitimate
Ghostbusters
construction?
do in
Yeah,
Ghostbusters
yeah.
2 to get to the Slime
Exactly.
River. They're like, we're
I'm
just
really
doing
glad that you went
construction.
there.
And
Yeah.
most people, yeah, you're not going to question Dan Aykroyd in
Yeah.
an orange vest.
Because, like, what are you
Why
going to do? You're
would
going to
you?
walk up and be like, where's your permit? Like, I don't even think that's how that works.
I'm going to try it. I should have done it when they were doing that today.
Yeah. I
Just
mean,
get all
who
mad at
knows?
them. Act like I
Who
wasn't the one
knows?
who called them and demanded they come fix this thing. Like, what are you
The
doing? Why are you tearing up?
shadow lizard government might have been fucking with your water main today, and now all the water through your house is slowly indoctrinating you with lizard DNA.
See, I thought you meant conspiracy theory, like it's not really a water main break. It's the mole people trying to get out. So then they,
Well,
Aqua, New
that's
Jersey,
also a
has to
possibility.
come to my house and fight back the mole people.
I'm on board with that too.
Gotta
Here's the
keep them
thing.
underground.
You
I'm
give
pro mole
me a.
people. Let them up. Come on up.
Yeah? Oh,
In the
man, then I
nighttime.
can't handle that. That's
Well, that's why they
ultimately going
come
to
at
be
the
bad for
nighttime.
it. That would
You
explain
know.
the timing of your water main break.
My eyes aren't good. I got sunglasses. I have extra sunglasses. They can have some sunglasses. Have a little mole people. So fire hydrants, John. Fire hydrants. Invented
We
by
don't
mole
have time.
people.
Okay,
I don't know.
yeah, absolutely. You know what, Glenn? I'm gonna pull a hard left turn on you.
Do
I
it.
don't want to do fire hydrants.
What are we doing?
I don't want to do a page. I feel like this has been interesting, and I really want to unpack this mole person conspiracy. right? Because, like, what? You're in Jersey. You said that there's a high proportion of water main breaks, right?
Yeah, I
Like,
mean,
I can't, like, I mean, like, I don't know, there's a water main
I don't have
break
any
here in
hard
the
data
city
to
of.
compare that to. It just seems like it's happened a lot in my 33 years of living where I live.
Okay,
So
so
like, but
how do we
I
prove
don't
this
know how that
hypothesis?
compares to like, St. Louis. I should probably have picked like a comparably sized suburb and not a major metropolitan area. But
Huh. Well,
whatever
I mean,
suburb of St. Louis Vincent
the
Price was
suburbs of
from,
St. Louis are where Vincent Price came from, yeah.
yeah, whatever suburb he's from, that's roughly the same size as my suburban New Jersey town.
I
How
mean,
many
you're a
water main
fairly
breaks do they have?
Smart boy, Glenn. I feel like you could put your mind to this, do some research, and get some data, right? Like, I feel like we're just beginning to scratch the surface of something here. Mole
Can
people
make
want to
some
be free,
charts.
so they break water mains before daylight,
That's how they
and
get
then
out.
townships, yeah, and then Aqua New Jersey
They're like
comes
little
in.
Andy Dufresnes.
That's a solid Shawshank Redemption reference.
But instead of sewer pipes, they use the water pipes because they don't like poopy.
Yeah, no one likes crawling to freedom in a river of shit.
No, they're just coming in through the clean water pipes because they're smart. Not like that dummy Andy Dufresne.
Right. That
Never
might
would
be
have gotten
Morgan
framed for that
Freeman's
murder.
best line in a movie, though.
Nobody
Andy
likes
Dufresne crawling to
poopy.
freedom in a river of shit. That's Academy Award nominee right there.
So, what's the first reference for mole people, you think?
The first, like, interesting. Like, who, how do we think the first
Like
mole
I
people
don't I
came up?
think it predate like I don't think the idea of people living in the ground and coming up for various reasons. I think that predates like the written word, so we can't be like, oh yeah, like Dickens invented the idea of mole people. Like I think just the concept that people lived underground has been around a lot longer. Like if you look at mythology, like just the idea of hell being underground and there being like dead spirit people under there, like I think that's the origins of mole people, but like eventually we called them mole people. So
Yeah, so I mean, let's define the mole people a little bit more, right? Like, specifically speaking, it is a race of people who have been living underground for generations, so that they have their physiology has changed from the Homo sapien, and now they exhibit mole-like qualities. Their eyes have adjusted for a lack of natural sunlight, so they've got gigantic pupils. They're like all pupil. They have claw-like mandibles optimized for digging. They're shorter in stature. Probably like some sort of like armadillo-like denser skin.
it's like almost like a gray sh like hue to like they don't have pigment, so they're like just kind of grayish, but they're
So
like,
that
I'm pretty
specific
pale,
idea.
so
That's the
yeah,
specific idea that we're
that's
trying
what
to
we're
place,
talking
right?
about. Yeah, like
So
actual
where's the first reference of that?
I mean H.G. Wells had Morlocks,
Yeah.
right, in the time machine. Because there's like the radiation people above the ground and then the Morlocks underground, I
Hey,
think.
shout out to H.G. Wells' Time Machine. Not enough people have read it. It's a really easy read and a really fun read. It's real good.
I'm
I
gonna
mean,
have to
you can
take your word
disagree
for it.
if you
I don't
want.
know that. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just trying to remember if I ever actually read The Time Machine. I feel like
It's good.
probably. I had like a collected works of H.G. Wells as a kid that I.
Yeah, but we've established a long time ago you do not enjoy reading for pleasure.
I saw the Guy Pearce movie, The Time Machine, which I feel
Yeah,
like pretty
that's
good.
not. Meh.
It's probably fine.
It's fine.
I definitely saw a way older one, but I don't remember who was in it or anything about it.
Like that Guy Pearce movie. It's like I don't know. It's like waking up at 5:30 to let your dog out, but there is no water main break, so you're just letting your dog out. Like that's fine. You know, it's better than there being a water main break, but it's not a great moment. It has a really forced analogy.
Yeah, so some Morlocks, but maybe something earlier? I'm trying.
I
There's
mean,
kind of mole
maybe.
people in Metropolis, right? Because there's like all the underground workers building
Well,
robots.
and I was just trying to figure out, when did H.G. Wells write The Time Machine? Like, when is that?
18.
Right, it's like the 1800s, right? So that's not, it's not going to be somebody, there's nothing
1880
in
something, I want to say.
Lovecraft,
Like.
there's nothing in Lovecraft mythology, so like, Wells is pretty early in the 1800s, right? I would
I don't
say
know
like,
anything about H.G. Wells other than that.
mining, like, my mind went to
There were
like
hot air
mining,
balloons,
right?
so not early 1800s.
Like
But yeah,
mining is in
miners.
like that had to be like the folkloric background of this, right? Like there's a miner, he's down in the mine, he's got a candle as a source of light with like one of those like metal like hemispheres around it to like make it shine as bright as possible. He saw something out of the corner of his eye, but he's the only miner down there. Couldn't have been one of his fellow miners. Oh shit, it's mole people.
Yeah. So when did we start digging mines? Probably pretty early.
Yeah, pretty early 1800s at least, if not, yeah. Well, I mean, probably pre-well, like 1700s. Like
Way
after
earlier.
we landed on this continent and we were settled for like, 50 years or so, we probably started digging.
I feel like way before that, 'cause like where were we getting metal and stuff?
Well, I imagine early on there was a lot of importing.
Yeah, but where from where? If mines didn't exist, you're just finding it on the ground?
Oh no, I am attributing mole people as an American folkloric tradition.
Oh.
Like I don't know. Like I feel like,
I don't
I
know that
mean, that's
that's
probably my
true.
bias because I live here. I don't know if it's true either, but like in my mind it just felt like
Yeah. I feel like
it feels
Superman
very
fought mole people
Appalachian
pretty early
almost.
on.
Yeah, that's true. Superman did. Interesting.
I
I
mean,
haven't been
somebody
timing
coined
this,
the
but I
term
assume
mole people.
we've been rambling a very long time.
We're at about 25 minutes with a lot of rambling about water mains before
Do
the
you want me
topic
to?
of mole people came up.
That's all right. This is not going to be our award-winning episode. It's fine.
Look, sometimes water mains break and you talk about mole people.
Yeah, and sometimes we literally have to phone it in. All right, I'm going to see. There does appear to be a mole people Wikipedia page.
Okay.
There is. Oh my God, this is this. It's
Good.
short. It's short, but it exists.
Okay. I
All
like that
right.
it's short. That gives us a chance, even though I feel like we didn't do a great job.
All right. The examples and perspectives in this article deal primarily with the United States and do not represent a worldwide view of the subject.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
So,
I've never
in
seen
line.
that warning on Wikipedia before.
Well, that's in line with your idea of it being like an American folk legend more than an international phenomenon. Or
And that, yeah,
what if you looked it
just
up on Wikipedia and that's how you found out that mole people were real? You're like,
yeah.
oh yeah, there's all, oh man, there's a thriving community. We had no
So
idea.
I'm looking at the sections here. There's literally the first section is urban folklore, cities is the second section, stock character version. Then there's the
Yeah.
also in references. Like it's real
'Cause
quick,
there
but
are
like it
people who
is.
live in like abandoned subway tunnels and stuff.
Yeah, and so this is in fact. I think we were sort of right by calling it an American folkloric tradition. But here we go. Mole people or tunnel people or tunnel dwellers are homeless people living under large cities in abandoned subway, railroad, flood, sewage tunnels, and heating shafts. The term may also refer to the speculative fiction trope of an entirely subterranean society.
That's
So
what
that's
we were
your,
focusing on, right?
yeah.
I think we were pretty clear. We don't mean like the sad fact that there are actually like homeless people living underground in tunnels and things.
No, we were definitely in the speculative fiction trope of
All
an
about that
entirely
speculative fiction,
subterranean.
not
Oh, my God. And I love a good trope.
all about that trope.
Right, urban folklore. While it is generally accepted that some homeless people in large cities make use of abandoned underground structures for shelter, urban legends persist that make stronger assertions. These include the claims that mole people have formed small, ordered societies similar to tribes, with members numbering up to the hundreds living underground year-round. It has also been suggested that they have developed their own cultural traits and have electricity by illegal hookup. The subject has attracted some attention from sociologists, but is highly controversial due to a lack of evidence. In 1993, Jennifer Toth's book, The Mole People, Life in the Tunnels Beneath New York City, which she wrote while she was an intern at the Los Angeles Times, was promoted as a true account of travels in the tunnels and interviews with tunnel dwellers. The book helped canonize the image of the mole people as an ordered society living literally under people's feet. However, few claims in her book have been verified, and it includes inaccurate geographical information, numerous factual errors, and apparent reliance on largely unprovable statements. The strongest criticism came from New York City subway historian Joseph Brennan, who declared that every fact in this book that I can verify independently is wrong.
So then it's not a fact then, is it?
Boom. No.
Roasted.
It does not appear that way. All right, the stock character version of this. There are three distinct stock character versions of mole people. The first and most famous example of mole people are the Morlocks, who appear in H.G. Wells' 1895 novel, The Time Machine. Boom, points for Glenn.
Nailed it.
Conceptually linked to the Morlocks.
Shout out to all our Morlock listeners.
Sometimes forgotten subterranean societies, they're most often seen in science fiction. Examples include Demolition Man, Futurama, Chud, and
How did we not bring up Chud?
I am actually really upset that
we should forfeit for blowing this chance to just talk about Chud for 20 minutes.
It's true. Another version is literally a race of humanoid moles, such as the 1956 movie The Mole People. And there's some Tarzan episodes. They reference a Thundercats episode. And then they talk about Marvel Comics having two different societies of mole people, the Morlocks and the inhabitants of Subterranea, and then the Moloids or the Mole People as well. So Mole Man is also an antagonist in Fantastic Four. And that's literally the end of the page.
Oh, so we win, surprisingly.
Yeah, surprisingly, I would say that we win.
We hit all the big notes.
We hit all the big notes.
We mentioned the real mole people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely like none of that is really cited. If anything, I've learned we should probably spend some time learning some speculative mole people fiction. Seems like an untapped market.
Yeah. We'll put out a Amazon single about mole people or something. We should do an improvised Wikipedia book. We should type up all these dumb entries we've made and sell it for money.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why that's not going to happen. It's the same reason we haven't done the page for procrastination yet.
Yeah, because it takes effort and time?
Yep, and, you know, some major utility crisis is going to keep us from ever getting to it. That's what I learned.
That's true.
Well, I don't have the score in front of me. I think we're still winning.
I believe we were up, but the Wikipedia is closing that gap, and it's making me uncomfortable, so I'm glad we got a win.
Yeah, you needed a win today. Yeah, it was a tough day.
Yeah, it makes all
hey,
the...
Hey, this has been the
crumbling infrastructure.
This has been the longest non-work phone call I've had in years.
This is probably the longest phone call I've had in, oh boy... A while. We're coming in at 32 minutes right now.
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. I guess all that remains is to thank this week's sponsor, Aqua New Jersey. thanks, Aqua New Jersey. Thanks for nothing.
Aqua New Jersey, do you have a small water emergency that we don't really care about? Give us a call. Talk to our robot for a solid 8 minutes before you get a human. Does our robot have an option for reporting such an emergency? No, it does not.
That's a really strange tagline for a company. I like
it. It's weird that it's a little wordy and doesn't make them look great. So, I don't know. I don't know why they chose to use it.
Well, bonus points for accuracy, I guess.
I mean, they want you to know what you're getting. You're getting a company that doesn't feel much urgency around thousands of gallons of water spilling out of someone's driveway.
Sad. Well, I guess if you're still listening, remember to tell Glenn's mom about this podcast.
Let her know.
What? Did you say something?
I said, let her know.
Let her know. It sounded like you just kind of, it was like a cute little face plant sound. You broke up there at the end.
No. Yeah, call my mom. You know what? We can just get my mom like a thumb drive for Christmas, and then just load up your favorite episodes.
I
All
might do
about
that. I might do that just for her.
the silly nonsense and make her proud of her boy. She's already proud of her boy.
I'm proud of her boy too. Glenn,
Oh,
thanks for doing
shucks.
this over the phone tonight, man. I know you had a lot on your plate today, and it's been a goddamn delight.
I know you gotta get up early, so I don't want to keep you up too late. Get some rest, sweetie boy.
I love you, sweet boy.
I'm gonna go punch 100 pipes in half.
Bye.
Bye.